From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi and every river, lake, and field in between, let's talk everything outdoors.
All aboard! Ha, ha, ha! You're on the crazy train!
All aboard!
Welcome to the Skipper Bud's Cutting Edge Outdoors. Fasten your seatbelts for a wild ride through Wisconsin's outdoors. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, good morning, folks, and welcome back to the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors. We're so glad you're with us this morning, bright and clear with a little snow on the ground, a little chilly outside. He's Dan Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. Bill Schmidt is filling in today for Nick Bodie. We're so glad Billy's here just to get us on the air.
Just like old times.
Yeah.
I miss you guys.
Yeah, if you want to get on board, 799-1250 is the phone number. We come to you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. We are live. We are unrehearsed. And if you want to email us live, just go to ceoguys@yahoo.com. So real quick, Dan, I got to mention, you saw me bring in this book this morning.
Yeah.
It's a kid's book, hardcover, and it's by Bob Allen and illustrated by Scott Alberts. It's called Walter the Wily Walleye. And it's basically, it's kind of done in poem form, you know. And like for an example, in this first page, it says, "Swimming is my passion. I'm living in a lake. Swimming round just waiting for you, for goodness sake." And it's got all the pictures of
kind
the walleye.
Dr. Seuss-ish like.
Yeah, kind of Dr. Seuss-ish. And the illustrations are just awesome. They're really interesting. And this is something that, you know, you sit down with your kid or your grandkid, you know, and you read it to them, and they can you can point out the pictures and what they're doing and all that. And the kids always ask questions. Why is that? What is that? Who are they, you know, what's going on there? So it's very nice book. I mean, it's very well done. Hardcover, beautiful, yeah, four-color printing and all that.
As I was telling Tom, I'm not insulting you guys or listeners out there, but a lot of our listeners are, a little on the older side like us, Tom, that might have, call it a hunch, might have some grandkids.
Yeah.
And this is a great,
this is perfect.
Great, you know, book to sit down on the couch with your kids and read a book with them. Kids like to be read to, so it'd be a great Christmas present for the grandpa to get the grandkids.
Yeah, and if you want to know where to get them, you just go to this website called BobAllenAuthor.com. BobAllenAuthor.com. Got that? And Allen is A-L-L-E-N. BobAllenAuthor.com.
I like the title too, Walter the
Wily Walleye. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, when we lead the show today, Danny, I'm going over to see my grandkids and my granddaughter. She understands this stuff because she's going to be six in January. So I am going to sit down with her and read this, and because she's already caught catfish, bluegills, and largemouth bass. She's already caught fish. So
I got a better idea. Why don't you ask her to read it to you? Wouldn't that be cute to have your daughter read it? I bet a six-year-old could read that.
She knows some of the words, probably. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Does it have an age rating in the book?
Well, no, I don't. I didn't see an age rating. No,
I guess as long as you know the words, it's okay.
I can ask her if she knows them, but
maybe.
But yeah,
if there's a word you don't know, ask the kid.
Yeah, but this would be, this would be a nice Christmas gift if you got, you know, younger kids that like to fish. Yeah. You know, that's one
He's had a lot of concussions.
Yeah. That's one of the things that
I forget.
It's one of the things we have to do is get kids involved with fishing.
No, we don't. Yeah, I want the lakes to myself. why is everybody all worried about getting kids involved in hunting and fishing? Listen, I'm getting older. I'm getting ready to retire here. I've had enough battling with other meatheads for my hunting and fishing spots. I'm going to be an ornery old man, and I want the woods to myself, dang it.
I think the audience knows you. I think they know you.
Nobody.
I think they know you're talking tongue in cheek.
Nobody.
Nobody. You want to go on that lake and be the only boat there?
I'm like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, and Daffy Duck's fighting with Bugs for the gold. I'm Daffy Duck. Mine, mine, mine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So BobAllenAuthor.com. I'm sure he will sell you one.
Don't buy the kid a gun or a fishing rod. Get him a video game.
Yeah. Get him.
Just keep him out of my
another
woods.
Another one. So, Danny, you yes. had another experience.
Yes. Yes, I did. So I'm thinking, you know, do I tell the tale or don't I tell the tale? But I think I'm going to tell the tale. So, you guys all heard about my night spent sleeping in the field, looking at the coyotes run by and howling when my four-wheel drive went out. So last week after the show, the four-wheel drive wasn't fixed, but I figured that I wouldn't drive out onto the field, but I could still walk out and do my hunt with the crossbow. So I had been up there the week before, in between getting stuck on the field, and I'd found a spot off the field where there was a scrape running along the woods edge. But there was a little knoll, and so what I did was I thought there's an ideal spot where there's a log right there. I could sit up against that on the ground, and it's really steep. And I found that deer and game, generally if you're up above them, just like in a tree stand, they're way less likely to detect you than if you're down at the bottom.
Right, right.
Because if they're up on top, they pick you up, just like a hunter. If you're looking down, you can see all kinds of stuff moving. So anyway, I was sitting there in the rain on Saturday night, and I'm thinking, this was a dumb plan. I've been sitting here 4 hours, and it's one of those things where I'm thinking, I can't wait to go home. I mean, back to the motel. I can't wait to get out of here. I kept looking at my clock, thinking, okay, only 15 more minutes, and I can end this misery. And catch a little movement. And you know what, Tom? I should have caught it earlier, but I was just daydreaming. It was almost getting close to last shooting light. See something moving. I look down there, and holy cow, here's a big buck. It's coming right perfect along the trail. I'd ranged the trail at 40 yards. It's on the inside of the woods, and it's about 5 yards from walking into the trail that I cleared. And I'm thinking, I can't believe this. I can't doggone believe it. My plan's going to work. So I put get the crossbow, and I got the 40-yard little, you know, sight on there inside the scope. I put it up. I wait. Nothing happens. And I'm like, what the heck? I lower the crossbow. The thing had stopped and was turning around and went back out onto the field on a different trail. I watched it go across the field. One car stopped to look at this buck as it's coming across the field. It went and stood in the middle of the road. Another car stopped and off to the other side of the farm. And, you know, they say animals might have a sixth sense. Why that thing turned around, I have no idea.
Wow.
It should have stepped right into the opening. So that was the good part of the trip. I saw a nice buck, and I thought, oh, well, you know, I almost had a shot. So the next morning, it's raining, and I was going to hunt, but something told me, you know, don't just go home. I mean, something just told me, just get back. It was raining, and there could be a lot of traffic, and the Dells, one accident can mess things up. So I'm driving right by the Wisconsin Dells, cruising along 70 miles an hour. All of a sudden, I feel like a lurch, and all of a sudden, I lose throttle response on the truck. I'm like, oh, no. But fortunately, I was right by an exit. I mean, it's amazing that I was right by an exit. No vehicles to my, you know, right. I got right over, and within 100 yards, I was on this exit, and it went downhill. So that was a blessing. So I was able to coast all the way down into the Wisconsin Dells on exit 87, pull off on the shoulder, and I'm stuck there, pouring rain. Vehicle won't start, and I'm like, I can't believe this. So the best thing I ever did, though, Tom, was I upgraded my AAA membership from the standard, which is $55. You know, I sent them $35 2 months ago, and it includes 100 miles of unlimited towing. And I was 104 miles from home, and I was lucky enough to make the call to AAA. I can't say enough about those guys. Everybody should belong to them. They loaded up my truck, and next thing you know, I'm driving in this truck with this guy, hauling butt down the road in a, you know, big old tow truck with my truck up on top of the flatbed. And this guy's kind of driving like a maniac. I'm thinking, boy, I hope I make it back to Milwaukee okay. So anyway, I got it over to Sorens Ford, and I will put a word in for Sorens Ford. They got a really good service department. You know, some service departments, you go in and you try and explain to the mechanic and they look like you're a moron when you're trying to explain what happened. They really listened and took the details down, and they were able to diagnose the four-wheel drive problem was actually like some motor that attaches, I don't know, something. The guy actually, the mechanic actually tapped on it, and the four-wheel drive would engage, kind of like guys would tap on a starter back in the day. And so he replaced that, and then there's a throttle response control deal that went, and that's why I lost throttle control. But the problem is, nothing's cheap. It still cost me $1,400.
Oh, geez.
But at least it didn't happen in the middle of the night up by Douglas County driving in a snowstorm in a week or two from now.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm just jinxed right now. Oh, that's not the rest of the story.
Uh-oh.
I borrowed Loey's truck Monday to drive to work, right? Because my truck's at Soren's. I get 2 miles from school. The vehicle starts to shudder.
No.
The engine light comes on. I'm like, I can't flipping believe it.
Oh, no.
So, fortunately, there's a real nice place right on 27th, LAS Auto. Mm-hmm. And I took it to that guy there. Real nice guy. I used to work with his ex-wife and daughter. And I took it into him, and it turned out to be a spark plug.
Oh.
So, $145 later, I replaced that for Loey. Fortunately, I was able to drop it off there, run to school, come back. I've been running all week. That hunting trip was a week ago. It seems like it was 6 months ago. So much has happened.
You've had a lot happen to you.
And then
last
I get home, right? And Loey's got windows being put in my place.
Yeah.
They've got the windows knocked out. It's like the whole wall's knocked out practically.
Yeah.
And they got plastic screen. It's like a 12 by 12 part of my kitchen and living room is walled off because they're replacing windows.
Oh, jeez.
My life is total turmoil. Just total turmoil. So I don't know. Maybe I'm due to get a big buck this year because everything's going wrong.
And Billy, they wonder why he has a beer once in a while.
No, no. But I might do the rumba soon.
Yeah.
Thinking of doing the rumba. Yeah, so that was my week. Man. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, something's got to go right for you soon. Let's hope so. We got to go to a break, folks. Coming up next is the football picking contest. Now, if you have won before any of our contests, if you have won in the last month or 6 weeks, do not call. We keep a list. We're checking it twice, just like Santa Claus. And if your name's on the list, we're not going to take your call. We want more. We want a diverse audience winning these prizes. So
diversity, that's what we're encouraging in our...
Yeah, if you have won in the last month or 6 weeks, don't call. 799-1250 is the phone number. You
will win a
$10 gift certificate to Curly's Waterfront Pub on Pewaukee Lake. They are sponsoring the NFL football picking contest. So call now, 799-1250, and be the contestants. We'll be right back with more. He's Dan Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. Billy Schmidt filling in today. We'll be right back.
I'll go. Far began to sigh, looked up at the sky, and told the moon his little tale of woe. Shine on harbor's moon.
Now, if any of our listeners can call at 799 after the football picking contest, after, if you can tell me who this artist is doing this song, I'll send you some mini mites. If you know who this is, play it up a little bit louder. This listen. All right. Anyway, so like after the football picking contest, you call 799-1250. Tell me who was this artist doing that song. And if you get it right, I will send you some mini mites. How about that? All right. Now we have, do you get any music for the football picking contest? You got that.
Let me find some for you.
That NFL thing. We always kind of like that playing, you know, that's kind of cool. We never have the right one lately.
Like this?
Yeah, it's never the right one, but that's all right.
Well, there's like 19 different ones.
It's like the newer one. But anyway, this is good. It is now time for the NFL football picking contest brought to you by Curly's Waterfront Pub on Pewaukee Lake. A $10 gift certificate will be yours if you tie or beat any one of us three here at the studio. And trust me, folks, that's real easy to do. 79912. We got a contestant, right?
His name's Chris, and he's from Muskego.
All right. Hey, good morning, Chris. How you doing today?
Good morning, boys.
Yeah, you follow the NFL, right?
Sure do.
All right. And have you ever been out to Curly's on Pewaukee Lake?
I have. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's an awesome place, man. I like that place. Good food, good drinks, good people, a lot of fun. TVs all over the place.
Perfect French fries.
Yeah, you're right, they are. Have you ever had them?
I have, yeah.
And they are. They're perfect, aren't they?
Yeah, they're for everyone.
Everyone is the same. It's like, how did they do that?
Hey, while we're on the waterfront topic, special shout-out to Pawn Shop, Paul. Who is Curly?
Yeah. Oh.
Who owns Curly's Waterfront Pub? Yeah. One of his best good friends. Yeah.
Okay.
I bumped into him the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. He says, "Give a shout out."
Yeah. Well, you just did.
Just did. There we go.
All right, Billy. Who do we have first? We got the NFL, the Wisconsin game first. Oh, and by the way, last week I took Rutgers into 30 points, and so I won.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right. Is he gloating over there,
yeah,
Billy?
Right, I know exactly what he wanted me to do.
If I got a lock.
Good job, Tom.
Did I have to get out of the chair to give him a pat on the back? Or
what? Standing ovation, Bill.
All my locks have come in this year. All my locks of the week. So, but anyway, take it away, Billy.
Two locks all year.
Two locks. Well,
there's still time.
I have to be. Well, I got to watch it with those.
Well, Badgers on the road facing number 20 Penn State, getting 9 points on the road.
Penn State's getting 9. Wisconsin is getting 9, yeah. And Chris, who do you like in this one?
You know what? It kills me. I'm going to go Penn State.
All right. Danny?
All right.
Not our year this year, guys. Penn State.
I'm agreeing. Penn State. Yeah.
I'll go Wisconsin.
You're going to go Wisconsin.
I think if they can run the ball, they'll be all right.
All right.
Yeah, we'll keep it within a touchdown.
We'll see.
This coming from an ex-college lineman here. Yeah. I'm thinking, let's
move away. Are they still going to play their backup quarterback, or is Hornibrook okay to play?
No, it appears that it's going to be Cohn.
It will be, mm-hmm. Okay. They're planning for the future, I think.
So with the Vikings off, it's Lions and Bears as we go to the NFC North with Chicago hosting, giving 6.5. Chris, who you got?
It's weird. I think Chicago's sort of real this year. I'm going to go with Chicago.
Yeah, they are kind of real, aren't they? Danny, who do you like?
Lions and Bears?
No.
Oh, my! I would say it's the Bears. That Trubisky's a good quarterback there.
Yeah, you know what? I got to say Chicago, too. Yeah. Billy?
That's a clean sweep for me.
Yeah, okay.
I think Chicago's good.
We're all agreeing.
Is that a lock, Tom?
Is that one of Tom's locks?
Six and a half?
No, it's not a lock.
Don't go to the pay window.
Tell us when he gets there.
I'm just trying to know because I want to go to the window with whatever Tom's locking
down. That's right, me too.
He's 2-0.
Oh, that's right. And I owe Tom $12.
Oh, that's right. Don't forget that.
Yeah. After I come back from my weekend stall truck, then I got to come home to you. Blankety blank.
Our horses.
You owe me $12.
Yeah. Well, just wait till you get out to the car. I saw him put a little note on your windshield.
Our horses did not. You know what, Chris?
He put a boot on my tire.
Me and Danny, our horses didn't come in last week. We're big bettors, boy, I'll tell you. Anyway, and
with the Green Bay Packers hosting the Miami Dolphins, giving the Dolphins 10 points at Lambeau Field. Chris.
I heard last night it was 9.5.
That's what happens.
You know
it'll move with money.
I know.
So it's 10 now. I'm going to go with Packers winning the game, but the Dolphins are going to cover.
So you're taking the Dolphins in the points, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Danny?
Yeah, I'll take the Dolphins in the points. You know, we got a bunch of young guys now. They haven't been winning. Now it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
I don't think they got the moxie anymore. They don't have the veteran leadership.
Well, I am definitely – this isn't a lock, but I'm definitely taking the Packers. Dolphins, they're bringing in their backup, I think. Isn't that right?
Brock Osweiler will play again, yep.
Brock's good, though.
Yeah, well –
he's all right.
He used to play in Denver, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's cold in Denver, Tom.
Yeah, and they got rid of him for a reason. Packers.
You're gonna eat
Packers
those words, buddy.
Packers got something to prove this week.
He's going to put a Brock in your Osweiler, buddy.
Yeah. They got something to prove. And I think they're going to really try to prove it this week. I really think so.
Well, and McCarthy, right.
And let's face it, McCarthy's job is on the line. He's got to win every game now. So,
probably.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Well, good luck. Billy, who do you got?
I'll go with Green Bay. I think they cover.
Did you get you got Chris's stuff.
Yep,
okay, good. Excellent.
Did you ask me what I was going with? Did I pick? Make
no,
my pick?
No, you didn't get to either.
Yeah,
but
you
he
did.
Just went right past you.
Yeah. No. Did I? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I did. You know what it is. Go ahead.
I'll go with Miami with those points. Thank you.
And you're going with?
Green Bay.
You're going Green Bay, too. Yeah. I do.
It means they got to win by more than 10.
Yeah, I think they can. Yeah,
no
I think.
No way.
I think they got something to prove. I think their no running chance. Game will really kick into gear
31-3.
This week. 31-3. Yeah. I think it's going to be a big score. Yeah. I think they'll win by way more than 10.
Bring back Sam Congato. Or what was his name?
That was it.
That was it.
Was that it?
Sam
Congato?
Sam Con.
Remember we brought Sam Con in and he played great for the last half of the season back in the day?
Yeah.
Where is he? He's probably selling insurance somewhere.
And who was that tall, lanky guy during the Super Bowl run? Running back?
James Starks?
Yeah, Starks came in the second half of that season and did terrific, you know? So it's like, you know, you bring in these guys and all of a sudden, boom, they're great. And then what happens to them? I don't know.
Let's not forget Terdell Middleton.
Oh. The defensive back, the little guy who was a, we always said, his nickname was the Vaccinator.
Well, that was
T-Buck, because he was going to give you a shot.
It was T-Buck. He was Jim Thorpe.
The Vaccinator.
You know, one of the best backs I saw that unfortunately got injured twice, tore his knee up twice. Way back in the 70s, when they drafted Eddie Lee Ivory, I think he was out of Georgia, that kid was like lightning in preseason. He looked, I mean, just like quick, fast.
Yeah.
Then he tore up his knee twice, and he had a decent career.
Yeah, he did.
And then there was the old journeyman, Eric Torkelson.
Remember
for Dan Devine?
Yeah.
Eric Torkelson was the white guy, the all-around journeyman back.
Hey, I got a question.
Then Barty Smith, they drafted him. Cloud of dust, 1 yard in a cloud of dust. Number one pick, Barty Smith.
Got to add a question. I want to ask this to Billy when he's off the phone, too, because, you know, he's the sports guy on The Big Show and other shows. You know, he knows.
Yeah, he is.
Stuff.
Billy is big.
You know, why aren't the Packers using their fullback? Do they even have a fullback still?
Tom, I can answer that question.
Why is that?
In the NFL, the fullback position has kind of become more and less obsolete.
Yeah, it has. I know.
It's gone to more passing games. Rather than have a big bruising fullback back there, they would just prefer to put another tight end out there or another wide receiver out there. But, the old H-back out there,
but you
as
know,
opposed to
when,
having a
when we
fullback.
Had when we had Kuhn as a fullback, he was he caught passes too. He ran.
Well,
but
we
why
had Rutkowski last year, didn't we? Isn't that his name? The big.
Well, now it's
Rutkowski.
But why aren't
they
using? Why aren't they using a fullback anymore? I mean,
they don't really have any on the team. I think what they did more is they cut him for more of their wide receivers that they have because they kept seven wide receivers to start out camp.
But I don't know. It just seems like, you know, they. It seemed like the Packers always did well with a fullback leading
a run. Yeah,
no,
you're right. They haven't had one in many formations at all this year.
Yeah, and fullbacks that could catch the ball, too, coming out of the backfield.
Even back in the day when we had Edgar Bennett and Dorsey, we had William Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson.
Pancaking linebackers and making the occasional play when they were keying on everybody else. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten away from it. Realistically, I liked Mike Holmgren's offense way better than the Mike McCarthy one. Holmgren's offense was like, he'd script those first 15 plays, and it was unbelievable to watch those Packers teams in those years march down the field in the first drive, and it was like surgery. Zip, 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 touchdown.
Yeah.
Short passes, run right down the field. They had those first 15 plays scripted, and I think the Packers still do it, but it looks like the defenses know exactly what we're going to do because it's not like we zip, zip right down the field anymore.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we got to go to a break, folks.
Mm-mm. Not yet.
No?
Not yet? Okay.
Why?
What about your music trivia? We have two members trying
to... Oh, we do. Oh, okay. Let's put them on. Who are they?
All right, we got Frank in Bayview. First
okay.
Up.
Hey, good morning, Frank. Do you know who did that song?
Morning. Yes, I do.
Who?
Leon Redbone.
God, you're good.
Yes.
How did you know that?
I kind of into music a lot, so.
Yeah?
Almost as much as fishing.
You know, it's funny. I didn't think anybody would ever remember Leon Redbone.
Didn't he have a rib joint down the street there in Madison?
No.
Very distinctive voice.
Well, that's just it. It was very distinctive, and he did a lot of the older songs, you know, in that, and he was very distinctive. All right. Did you leave your name and address with Billy yet? No?
I didn't.
Stay on the line, all right?
Okay.
And we'll get it. All right, thanks. Yeah. Sorry about the other caller. Sorry, you didn't get a chance because this guy got it first.
Yeah, it's not third grade soccer. Not everybody gets a trophy in this
that's
world.
That's right. Not everybody.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
All right. We'll be right
Life's
back.
Tough. Then you die.
Yeah, we'll be right back with more. Billy will get your name and address. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Got to pay some bills. We'll be right back with Dan Bush, me, Tom Neubauer, and Baby Tausch. That's Billy Schmidt filling in this morning.
Welcome back to the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors. Thanks for joining and listening. Hopefully, if you're not fishing or hunting, you're working on getting your rifle ready for the big hunt. Many places are available to go and sight in your sight in Old Betsy. So make sure that you do get sighted in and get ready for the big hunt. Tom, I'll be working on packing my truck this weekend, even trying to get everything ready so I can take off. I'll be gone next week Saturday. Perhaps I'll call you from the big woods, though, up on my wealthy estate in Douglas County.
Right. All right. That's right. Next week is the 20th.
Word is up in Douglas County. Now, the bucks have been running and rutting down here.
Yeah.
My brother was up there this weekend. Didn't find any real scrapes or rubs. There's some does running around. The deer population seems higher.
Yeah.
I talked to a guy who was from Superior this week, and he hunts up there. He said they're just starting now.
Yeah.
And he said the population is, you know, coming back up there. So
that's good.
Got to crack. Some bucks could be. It'd be good. They tend to rut later the further north. You know why? Because that means the fawns will be dropped later in the spring because the weather's tougher up there.
My goofy son, Nick, and his goofy father-in-law and goofy brother-in-law there, where they're hunting, they've been sleeping in their vehicles last year and this year. Instead of going to a motel like they used to do, they planned on staying on the farm that they're hunting at and sleep in their vehicles at night. And I said, are you guys nuts? Motels aren't that expensive. I mean, they just want to do that. It's that atmosphere. Yeah, I don't know. But hey, listen, I think they're all goofy. And
listen,
sleeping
I'll tell you
in your car.
After spending a night in the truck a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you don't want to do
that. You don't
want
to do that, no.
All right, here, we got a couple of emails real quick. This is from Adam. Adam says, I kind of understand why some people like to keep their fishing spots on the hush-hush. However, you can always tell people where you are fishing because they might not know the same technique. So for your listeners, one of my big producers for walleye when I'm not musky fishing would be in South Bay on Banana Lake. Banana Lake happens to be on the Can't Tell 'Em chain. Of course, it's in Vilas County, and I think he's saying this tongue-in-cheek with a good laugh.
Your banana day.
Yeah. On Can't Tell Chain. Anyway, so, okay, Adam.
Wasting away, you know, Banana Bay.
And then we have this one. This is
look at that. You know, we've had more emails in one day than we did the previous 8 months, Tom.
This is... Okay, this is not. This is one of these.
You get a disparaging email, Tom.
Well, it's one
angry?
Of those. No,
have we angered the gods.
No, we get emails. I filter them during the week of these people that are trying to sell something or whatever. You know, so you know the spam stuff. You know, so that
well,
was one
you know,
of those.
It's not something I might want to buy. I need some new kitchen knife, steak knife. And if I order today, they'll throw in a, I don't know, a.
But if you act now, you get another one, and just. Just pay just a little extra fee involved.
Two for the price of one. I did get my pillow, you know.
What pillow?
My pillow, Tom. What do you mean, what? My pillow. Everybody knows my pillow.
You got your pillow?
Mike Lindell.
Yeah, you got your pillow?
And my pillow.
You like your pillow?
I do like my pillow.
Yeah?
Yeah. My neck's much better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm a very happy guy.
Okay.
But now they keep sending me offers, email. You know, once someone gets your email address.
Oh, boy, yeah.
God forbid.
And then they share it with other people, other businesses, because they get money for that, for their big email lists. And then you'll get emails from all over the place trying to sell you something.
Yeah, you get scams stuff. So, hey, before I forget, we want to thank our Wisconsin law enforcement out there. We support the blue, all law enforcement, first responders, and military, cutting edge outdoors. You know, when I see a police vehicle parked in a parking lot. I like that because they're watching your vehicle so it doesn't get broken in. The gym that I go to and stuff. Yeah. So it's good to see those guys on the job. But you won't believe, in my last week, I told you it's been just a nightmarish week of just in between trying to work.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday morning, you'll never guess what happened.
Was this going to work?
Yes, kind of.
The spark plug went out.
No, even before that. So I did get a rental vehicle.
Yeah.
And so I walked outside the building at about 6:30 in the morning, and I look. And there is somebody with a big screwdriver.
No.
Trying to break into Big Guy's Magic Shop.
No.
Prying at the window. And guess what? It's a kid. And he's got a dog on a leash. So I don't know, maybe one of our listeners would know who it is. It was a little young chocolate lab on a red leash, and there's a kid wearing a blue parka with the hood up, and I see him starting to pry at the corner of the window. I go, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he real quick hides it, and he goes, "I'm trying to get my stuff." And I said to him, "Well, what do you mean, what stuff?" "Well, the guy owes me money." I'm like, "Well, how much?" "Well, 10. He kind of mumbles something about he gave him 20 and he owes him 10. So I said to him, I said, "Well," I said, "you're going to get yourself in trouble with the police here if you're breaking into a place." I said, why don't I try and help you? Because I know, you know, the owners of the shop. And if he owes you 10 bucks, I'll have him call you, or I'll call you and let you know when he's open, you can get your $10. So I entered his name and phone number on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, when I contacted the magic shop, there's part of me was wishing, being as I work with special needs kids that can do dumb things, part of me was wishing that maybe they did owe him some change or something and he was doing a dumb kid thing trying to get in.
Yeah.
But, of course, he was given a story because Big Guy says, you know,
I don't know,
kids are trying to, and apparently, anyway, there was some damage done more than I didn't realize that he'd been prying prior to that on a different part of the window and damaged it. And fortunately, Big Guy had closed and locked that window the night before. It had been open because the weather had been nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, they did report it to the police. And
that name and number he gave you, was that legit?
I don't know. I gave it to Big Guy, and then Big Guy was going to give it
to the police.
To the police. And so how? Why would a kid be out in broad daylight trying to pry his way and climb in a window? Is that?
That's
it just
weird.
doesn't make any sense.
No,
it's got to be somebody who lives in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be somebody close by. He's out walking his dog.
And then when I left, right, so he didn't run off. He gave me the name and number, and then he walked around the front of the magic shop to leave. And when I went to pull out on the street, he was gone.
Oh.
Nowhere. So he has to live somewhere in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So just strange.
Wow.
That was my week. That delayed me 15 minutes getting to work. It's just, what next?
Got a lot
gonna
of
see
weird
an alien next?
Going.
Am I going to see a Bigfoot?
Maybe.
Well, I got Billy back here. I guess that knocks one of Bigfoot's off the list. Sorry, Billy.
Okay, with
Sorry,
that,
Billy.
We're going to go to a break. Stay
Rather
tuned.
Rather hairless Bigfoot, but Bigfoot nevertheless.
Stay tuned for more jocularities here on...
Ooh, big word, Tom.
Jocularities.
Jocularities.
Yeah, right here on the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors. We'll be right back on 105.7 FM, The Fan. You're on the air, Danny.
No, I'm not.
No,
yeah,
I turned him off. Oh,
you turned
him
off?
Good.
Me and Billy were having our own laugh. Good. Now, see, Tom, I got an idea. You know, maybe 5 years from now when I retire, I'm thinking, how about Billy and Bushy in the morning?
That's what I like to hear.
What do you think?
That's what I like to hear. Let's do it.
Billy and Bushy in the morning. We'd be like the odd couple, right?
That rhymes.
I'm like an old, white, lean.
Good-looking.
Lean, mean, fighting machine.
White guy, and Billy's a young.
Studly fellow.
Not so lean.
Oh, jeez.
White guy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say of mixed descent.
You know? It'd be perfect. He's got the young guy's view on things. I got the old guy's view on things. I think we could have some great insights.
I got a view on things.
What do you got there?
Hey, you kids, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, I'm shutting down this computer now. That's
if you can figure out how.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah,
you've come a long way, Tom, with your technology.
Hey,
use of technology.
I know how to do emails and eBay. And
there you go.
That's all I need to know.
Because when I was in here, there was still a lot of days where we had to make sure that the email was able to come on up.
Yeah,
true. You helped us a lot, Bill. And one thing with technology. Okay, you see this key, Tom?
Yes.
Okay, this just isn't like any key.
This is
not like this key, and this key. No,
no. That's a different key.
You want to know why these keys are different?
Why is that
different, Danny?
I found
this out today, Tom.
Why?
This is my truck key. Because I've lost my keys over the years. I was down to one key left after 11 years. So I just, you'd think you'd say, can you guys just cut me another key for, you know, I don't know, $2? No, Tom. There's a computer chip in this black part of the key, right?
Yeah.
They got to code it. So getting a new key for your truck costs $100.
Yeah,
not
just
a couple bucks. And I said to the guy at Sorens, I said, well, that just seems a way to me that technology is not making our lives any better. And he started laughing. He says, huh, you think that's bad? You should see the new vehicles. The new vehicles have more technology and more stuff to go wrong. More, you know, with all the computer stuff, it could just be a few. And it's not like the old days, Tom, where I could even change a fuse on my old vehicles.
Yeah.
You could go down by your gas pedal or their different fuses. You could change them. No, you got to take it in and have a tech guy check it now. So you're at the mercy of one little computer chip or some relay switch fuse that you can't get at that you got to take from going wrong in the middle of a trip. In fact, the guy who told me last week this. He says, we tow more new vehicles than we do old vehicles.
Because those computer chips go out.
He said the technology has not, the reliability has not caught up with the technology.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they're making new vehicles all the time, charging a fortune for them, by the way. But they're trying to try and use all this technology. And maybe it's the push for lower emissions and gas and stuff. In fact, the rental vehicle I had from Enterprise, guess what? If you don't hit a switch when you first start it up, when you go to a stop sign and stop, the engine shuts off.
What?
Yes. The engine shuts off. All of a sudden, you'll see the tachometer go down to zero. And then when you go to leave, as soon as you touch the gas pedal, it re-engages. Evidently, it's so you're not burning gas at idle.
Oh,
another way that they're trying to help with get better gas, gas mileage. But with all this technology, one stupid thing goes wrong and you're screwed.
Well, Danny, you know what this is. It's a key fob, right?
Yeah, that would have cost me another $100 to get one of those sons of guns. I said, just get me the one key.
You know what's inside of that key fob is a key.
Lifeboat.
See that? It's a key. It's inside of the key fob here. Let me put it back in.
Like a switchblade?
No, it's just a key. It's back in there. But what I did, you know how you get two sets of keys?
Yeah.
Well, on the other set of keys, I took the key out, and it's in my wallet. Because twice in my life, I have locked my keys in the car with it running.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep a key in my wallet because these key fobs, like I said, have a key in back there.
Well, the one good thing is my vehicle, if the vehicle is running or even if the key is in, I don't think it lets me hit that side lock thing.
No, this one, mine will allow me if, at least on other vehicles, I could do it. But the nice thing about this is, you know, like there's a battery in your key fob, which I had to change, okay? There's not in this one, but a while back. Anyway, but there's a battery in here. And if that battery dies, you can't unlock the doors because you got to press a button. But that's why they got a key in it, so you can pop the key out and unlock the door.
Well, you know,
start the car then.
I've got the number code thing on the
side
of the
door.
Oh, yeah,
you got the numbers, yeah.
And I used to use that all the time, mm-hmm. and I'd just leave my keys in the car and think mm-hmm. I'll just use the code. Guess what? With mm-hmm. stuff that's going on now, I'm not doing that anymore. Because what if all of a sudden, whatever computer, relay controls that electrical thing goes out, I could be stuck in the middle of a farm field again with my keys locked in my car.
Exactly right, Danny.
You don't trust anything these days, guys.
No, you got to be careful with that stuff.
Hey, Tom, now your son is going deer hunting.
Oh, he's up there. He's, matter of fact, he shot a buck yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he arrowed a buck with his crossbow. And he said, he loves that crossbow.
Oh, yeah.
He said the buck came. He was watching it. As a matter of fact, a buck bedded behind him. And he was waiting for it to get up. And then another buck came over and woke, like, it got up. And they started fighting. So he's watching his buck, these two bucks fighting. Eventually, another buck came around. And this one stood in front of him. And when he shot with his crossbow, those things go so fast, so accurate, and it's that smaller bolt, you know?
Oh, yeah, man, they're deadly.
He said it went zoof, and he said, and then the buck started walking away.
Like it wasn't hit.
And he said, did I hit it? I couldn't have missed.
Was it
No, in about 10, 15 yards, it fell over. the bolt just went right through it.
Sometimes I think if you drill it right through them and it doesn't hit a rib, if they hit a bone or a rib, then they feel the jolt.
The shock, yeah.
Yeah. But if you just drill one right through it,
hit like three of the vitals. You know, I mean, it just went right through him. But he said, it just started walking away, and he thought he missed it. But then after about 10 yards, 15 yards, it just fell over.
Now, you were even asking me last year what kind of broadheads to get for the crossbow thing. Because you want to get one specifically for...
Yeah,
if you have the does he have like the Rage mechanical ones that open on impact?
I don't know.
Because that's what I got.
I don't know.
You know, I'm really bummed. I was this close, Tom, last week to, you know, I set up in a spot I'd never mm-hmm. sat before, but I saw that scrape and I found that knoll and I took an hour clearing a little trail and I naturally, that buck had no idea I was up there.
Yeah.
And my plan worked perfect.
But maybe
where it
he
came
did.
Down. Nah, he was
because,
he was
because he turned away.
Nah, he had the females on his mind. I think he came out and he didn't sniff anything this way, and he turned around to go out the other way. Headed out. He was just moseying, you know, on search. And man, I was waiting to let one fly with that crossbow. It would have been great.
Yeah. Well, today Nick is gonna try to get a doe now, so we can have two deer in the freezer.
So, do you know how much average meat you get from an average-sized deer, Tom?
It's not as much as what people would think. You know,
50 pounds.
Yeah.
There are 45 to 50 pounds from an average-sized deer. I think I saw a thing from a butcher years ago. He said an average, you know, deer might weigh, you know, I don't know, dressed 100. I don't know, 140 or something like that.
140 to 170,
maybe. And you
maybe.
Get about maybe a third, you know, about 50 pounds.
Yeah.
The most meat I ever got from a buck was when I shot a couple of years ago. I got 86 pounds of bone meat from it, and that was the biggest deer I ever shot.
Yeah. Well, Danny, that's about it for today's show. We've got more to talk about, but it'll have to wait till next week. But you won't be here next week. You'll be calling us from the woods, maybe.
God. I'm scared to take the trip, guys.
So. I just hope you don't have any more bad luck. You got to have some good luck coming your way.
You betcha. Well, that's all I got, guys.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Billy, for coming in.
Skipper Bud's Cutting Edge Outdoors. We'll talk to you all next week, my friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.